6:39, here's the beauteous Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by VEEP, Maryland's Vehicle Emissions Inspection Program. Southbound 95 cleared out for the night. Westbound Prince William County, or Prince William Parkway, I'm sorry, half mile west of 95. Only the right lane gets by due to an accident. Delays begin on the exit from 95 south. One third of the nitrogen that pollutes the Chesapeake Bay comes from the air. So when you take your car in for the VEEP test, you're not just helping to clear the air, you're helping to save the bay. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
To all American boys who bleed red, white, and blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I'm glad we're playing this song right now. It's our bumper. You know why? The name of the song is Kids in America.
Yeah!
Something that this vegetable can't relate to. I got him right here. Hey, come in, Mr. Potato Head.
Hello.
It's the phones again.
Hello. Uh-oh.
Hello. I've got it turned up.
I guess we're...
Oh, hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello. What's wrong with your phones? It's Senator Bob Dole. I don't understand what's wrong with your phones. I'm a very busy man. I'm a president of Canada, the United States Senator. I don't understand why I can't get through. What's the matter? Why do you throw those phones overboard? That's what I'd say. It's Senator Bob Dole coming off my enormous victory in the Iowa caucus. This is a good day for America. Great day for Senator Bob Dole. Great day for the Republican Party.
So you beat a bunch of those other losers.
Yeah, they're not losers. They're all good men in their own rights. But I'm Bob Dole, and I'm going to be the Republican nominee for the Senate.
You only beat Pat Buchanan by how much? Like by 3% or something like that?
That's a narrow victory. I say that's a lot of hockey puck.
Very narrow.
A lot of hockey puck. A lot of poppycock. That's the one I was looking for. Absolutely. That's a lot of poppycock. I didn't beat him narrowly. I beat him. That's all that matters in the United States of America is if you win. It's not how much you win by. I tell you whether you win or not.
You are too old to be president. You know that, don't you?
You know I'm not too old. I could whip your butt, that's for sure, and ask you to step outside. No problem. I'd carve a canoe through your forehead.
How old are you, Mr. Dole? Are you 80?
I don't think age is an issue in the election. I think vitality. That's what it is. Vitality is the issue in this election. I think I'm Bob Dole. I'm Senator Gannis. I'm going to have a lot of
Here's a question now.
Fire away. I don't have much time, though. I'm a very busy man. Get back on the campaign trail. You know, up in New Hampshire, we got hands to shake, people to see, babies to kiss, and all those people to say, hey, Bob Dole, you're going to make a heck of a presidential candidate.
Last night.
Yeah.
This would be an indication for me that perhaps you're a younger thinking man than your age would lead me to believe.
I'm very young thinking, yes.
Last night.
My age is a state of mind. I think young all the time. I think young, I act young. I am young.
I'd like to know what happened last night between you and your wife, Elizabeth Dole, after you won the Iowa caucuses. What happened last night?
I don't think that's my problem. Listen, my private life. That's my personal business. I'll tell you, we had a very exciting evening in the Dole household.
For my money, I think an old man like you...
You're familiar with my wife. She's a very handsome woman. You know that, don't you?
She probably changed your tux and put your Depends diapers on and put you in bed.
Let me tell you something. She's a very handsome woman. I'm a handsome man. I'm Senator Bob Dole. We are very excited about our overwhelming victory in the Iowa caucuses. We celebrated with a nice bottle of wine.
And...
Yes, we made love, glorious, passionate love, Elizabeth and I, the Doles, making wonderful, passionate love, celebrating my incredible victory, preparing for New Hampshire. What a great send-off she gave me. Yes, sir, it was lovemaking till dawn. Till dawn.
Till dawn.
You're Senator Bob Dole, going to be President Bob Dole. I'm going to send you to New Hampshire. I'm going to send you up to New Hampshire like you've never been sent up to New Hampshire before. How about this, honey bun? And I had an extra spring in my step today. I don't mind telling you that. I'm feeling good about myself. I really do. It's energizing me. It energized me, that lovemaking.
Is it true? I understand when you reach that point of nirvana, when you have a bingo, I understand that dust comes out.
I don't like that kind of comment. I'll tell you that right now, Pally. I don't like that kind of statement. I know what you're saying. You're saying I'm old. Dust comes out. I know what you're saying. That makes me sick to my stomach. It's that kind of crap. I'll tell you, when I'm president of the United States, what's the name? Geronimo?
Yeah.
Geronimo. I'm going to look you up. I'm going to look you up, and I'm going to find you. I'm going to find where you live. I'm going to find you. I'm going to use my secret police. I'm going to use the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, all those bureaus. I'm going to have them kick your door in. I'm going to have them drag you out in your underwear right in the middle of the street.
The only group you're going to have is the AARP.
No, not the AARP. I'm going to be president. You're going to say, hey, that's President Bob Dole, the guy I called old all the time. And then you're going to have another thing or two coming your way, Pally. I don't mind telling you that. This senator from Kansas, this Kansas farm boy, he's gonna find you in the middle of the night. I'll have the Secret Service drag your butt down the street, right in the middle of the street with gravel up your butt. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh, no.
That's real painful, don't you know?
You made love with Elizabeth last night?
Oh, see, you got me all hot and bothered, and I revealed that innermost private fact. I believe a man's private life should be his private life, and he shouldn't be revealing all those things to me.
When she was doing it, at any time, did she call you Phil Graham, Richard Luger?
All right, toilet.
Forbes.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Mr. Trenchmouth. Yes. I got my beads on you, that's for sure. I got you in my crosshairs. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to take care of you willy-nilly. We're going to put you in the Potomac River. I'm going to drag you down with cinder blocks, and I'm going to have them pull your arms off, and then you'll be catfish food. How do you like that? Absolutely. Wow. Well, that happens to you. Catfish will be nibbling at all your entrails.
Yeah. Clinton is going to kick your butt so bad in this election. You know who you are going to be? You're going to be the George McGovern of the 1990s.
You know something? I'm driving a fine American-made automobile right now, and you know what I intend to do? Well, you know what Bob Dole, Senator from Kansas, presidential candidate, what he intends to do? What? I'm going to grease my transmission with your guts. That's what I'm going to do. Just like Captain said in the BWW2, I'll cut your belly open, and I'll pull your intestines out, and I'll draw finger paints with them. That's what I'll do. I'll get a big canvas, and
loser, me,
and they'll say, hey, that's Don Geronimo. You know what you're doing? I'm painting my painting with his guts. There, look at that. That's my nice Don Geronimo intestinal painting right
listen,
there.
Listen, after you lose this election and they commit you to the old age home, I will come change your bedpan.
Let me tell you something.
I'll come visit you after you lose control of your faculties.
I remember whose toes you're stepping on. I'll tell you, because you know something, you better not step on my toes, because you're not going to have any toes. I'll cut each one of your individual toes up and I'll feed them to you. And the ones that are left over, I'll stick up your nose and put in your ears. And you'll be walking around and you can't breathe, you can't hear,
all right,
eating toes.
Let's settle this once and for all. I challenge you to thumb wrestle.
You want
to
thumb wrestle? All right, here we go.
The other hand.
Oh, now you. Oh, that's the kind of crap that I tell you. There's nothing like that. Oh boy. All righty. How about that? Absolutely. Way to go to the edge. All right, history. I'll tell you something right now. It's that kind of crap that I'm not going to take from you or anybody else. I got your name. I got it written down right here, and I'm going to come to you in the middle of the night. You're not going to believe it. I'm going to come to you when you're not. You're least expected, and we'll kick the window in and go, oh, was that a bird? No, Senator Bob Dole. And I'll put a rope around your neck, and I'll pull you through the window, and the shards of glass will cut into your belly, and you won't be. You'll be bleeding so bad you won't be able to breathe.
Congratulations on your victory in the Iowa caucus, you old man, you old vegetable.
I'd like to thank all the people that voted.
You loser.
We'll see you in New Hampshire. Looking forward to the big thing.
Clinton's going to kick your ass.
No, he's not. He's not. No, and I'll tell you something. I remember Don Geronimo. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull your individual hairs out. And after I floss your eyes, I'll tear your earlobes off. And I'll take your earlobes and I'll put them into your eye sockets after I carve them out with a trowel that I use to bury my vegetables. You called me a vegetable? I'll tell you something right now. I'll plant you, Pally. And you'll remember it, Senator Bob Dole from Kansas.
He's so violent.
Now, you know, Don seems to bring out the worst in him.
Old fart.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not going to win anyway. Man, I hope he stays in the race, though. That's great material till November. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.